Let us begin this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we now continue with our readings.
Our first reading for today is taken from Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 35. Now from Miletus, Paul sent to the Ephesus and called the elders of the church to come to him. And when they came to him, he said to them, "You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia, serving the Lord with all humility and with tears and with trials that happened to me through the plots of the Jews, how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I am going to Jerusalem, constrained by the Spirit, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and afflictions await me. But I do not account my life of any value or as precious to myself, if only I may finish my course and the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that none of you among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom will see my face again. Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease, night or day, to admonish everyone with tears. And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I coveted no one's silver or gold or apparel. You yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Here ends the reading. Our epistle lesson for today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where did they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him night and day in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Here ends the reading. Please stand for the reading of the Gospel.
In our Gospel lesson for the fourth Sunday of Easter, we are told that if we hear Jesus' voice and follow him, we will never perish. It's found in a book of St. John, chapter 10. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me. But you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the end of the Gospel. You may be seated as we sing the hymn, "God, You Reign."
Thank you.
Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It was a little over a year ago at this point that I really got my first look at a shepherd. I don't mean shepherd around here, of course, but a shepherd in Israel. I've talked about it here and there. I talked about it when we did our Bible study over the topic and so on. But the reason that it's something to talk about is because it really is so different, so completely different than what, at the very least, I always thought it was. In Israel, we were in the middle of what, at least what I would call a desert. And we, in the distance, see a shepherd, and we see sheep. Now, from where we were, it was a little bit distant, so we couldn't see them all the best, but still, it was rocks, it was gravel, it was hills. I think in our own perspective, we're used to thinking of shepherds and lush grass and streams of flowing water, but there was no lush grass. There were maybe some weeds popping up here and there, but that's about it. I didn't see any streams of flowing water. And in that kind of environment, the sheep really had to completely trust in their shepherd. They had to listen to his voice, or they very well might starve. For the sheep there, their shepherd was to some degree all that they knew. As we watched, the shepherd moved forward across one of the hills in the distance, and we watched the sheep make a line right behind him and follow close behind. Understanding this, I think, helps us to understand this whole string of passages. If you're wondering what I'm talking about pretty much the entirety of Gospel of John, chapter 10. It's all too often called the Good Shepherd chapter. And it's an entire chapter. Now, if the entire chapter isn't enough, we have actually set aside a Sunday a year to remember who Jesus is as the Good Shepherd. Each year, on the fourth Sunday in the season of Easter, we celebrate that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And that would make that celebration, well, today, right now. One of the interesting things about this chapter is that while this is the Good Shepherd chapter, the instances, to some degree, are broken up. They're not all one consistent speech, but there's a separation. Today's text, notice how it starts. It's much later in the chapter, but it begins a whole new section, talking about Jesus in Solomon's colonnade. That being said, it seems that Jesus here assumes that the Jews that were gathered there knew or had heard about his previous part, the previous speech that he had said. That is, they had heard, or they heard for themselves as they were there, or they had at least heard about Christ's earlier speech. Yet that was then, and this is the new section. The verses themselves, though, are beautiful. The sheep hear his voice. Nothing snatches them out of his hand. These are the kinds of words that we love hearing. We love hearing those words of our Lord, reminding us again and again that we are his and that nothing will snatch us out of his hands. However, in the context, realize that what Jesus is saying is actually law. He is telling the Jews there that they are not the sheep. They are not his sheep. They have rejected his voice. And in spite of the fact that he told them, they did not listen. In spite of the fact that he did miracles and he did the work of God right before their very eyes, they refused to believe. They rejected him. They rejected his voice. Now, it might be easy to scoff at those that were gathered there. Yet we also must think about ourselves. Have we always listened to the voice of our Savior? Have we always heard his voice and followed? Or have we gone our own way at times? Have we done what we wanted instead of listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd? Have we listened to his words? Have we pored over his holy word and trained our children up to the best of our ability? Have we made sure that we attend church on a regular basis, making sure that we hear God's word and receive his blessings? If we're pondering these things, and we're pondering them honestly, I think we can all say that we have not always done what we should have. We have not always worked to the best of our ability. Maybe we allowed other priorities to get in the way of God's voice. Maybe we allowed something to slip into our lives and whisper into our ears words that were not God's. However, hearing the shepherd's voice isn't about being perfect. It isn't about never making a mistake. Instead, it is about trying our best to follow the good shepherd. It's about hearing that voice and those words of forgiveness, especially when we need to hear them the most. Today is an interesting day. We have Mother's Day, and we have two things in the midst of the church that are going on at the same time. And it might seem like those two things that are taking place today are disconnected. But looking at it from the perspective of God's Word, really, they're not. Today, we look at a milestone in the lives of the seniors who are about to graduate high school. We look at the future of those young men and women as they venture to the next stage of their lives, whatever that future holds. We see parents having raised their children in God's Word, passing on that Word to them in preparation for their next stages, for the next part of their journey. We also see today a group of students having been trained up in the faith and taught the very basics of our faith, getting ready to take Holy Communion for the very first time. It seems like very different stages of life, but they are both stages that are grounded in God's Word. And they are both still within the sheep pen of God's Word, having been called. Both of these ceremonies are grounded in the gospel of our Lord. And even more, as we look at both of these very special events, we see also that both of them hold up the parents. Parents. Parents that listened to the voice of God in raising up their children in the faith. Now, as we continue, let us certainly rejoice at these next stages, these next journeys of faith. But let us also not forget our own. Let us not forget that we also hear the voice of the Good Shepherd and that we come to Him. We, as His sheep, gather around His voice this day. We rejoice in the faith of others and we receive the gifts of the Good Shepherd ourselves. We rejoice that these confirmands can join us as we acknowledge that we are in need of Christ's true body and blood, that we are in need of the forgiveness which Christ gives to us. Yes, we hear the voice for our Savior. He calls to us. He calls us to repentance for when we have done wrong. But He also calls us to the forgiveness of sins which He has given to us through His work on the cross. Yes, we hear the voice of Christ Jesus, the very Son of God. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, our Good Shepherd. In His name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand as we confess our sins before God our Father in a word of prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before You this day, Lord, because we have not always listened. Lord, sometimes we have allowed other priorities into our lives. We have allowed other things to get in the way of Your holy word. Lord, we have sins in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds. And we come before You this day in need of forgiveness for the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Hear us now as we take a moment of silence to confess the sins that we have committed before You. Hear us, O Lord, and give to us the forgiveness that Jesus Christ has earned for us. Please, O Lord, have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us now confess our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we now invite up the member of the parish education. Oh, Bill's going to do it.
When a child is baptized, Christian parents present the child to the Lord and make important promises. In the eighth grade, many people publicly profess their faith in which they were baptized in a ceremony that we call confirmation. We all know a family's Christian walk and life together is far from complete at that time, and that the high school years are especially important. Sand Prairie wants to bless our graduate age young people as some of them prepare to leave their homes and families. We also want to recognize the parents for keeping the promises they made long ago. At this time, I'd like to invite our high school graduates and their parents to come forward and face the congregation. Parents, you have worked to fulfill the promises you made on behalf of your child at their baptism. You promised to bring them up in the true knowledge and worship of God, to teach them the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and the Lord's Prayer, to faithfully bring them to the services of God's house, to place into their hands the Holy Scriptures, God's precious word, the Bible, to provide for their instruction in the Christian faith. We now ask you to covenant with this congregation for the ongoing support of these young men and women's faith journeys. Do you intend to routinely lift your children up in prayer, to give them godly counsel, and to encourage them in their commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, answer, I will, with the help of God. Graduates, you too affirm those same baptismal promises as you have grown as a child of God and confirmed your faith in Jesus. Do you intend to remain faithful to your Lord Jesus? If so, answer, I will with the help of God. There was a day when your parents held you in their arms and rocked you to sleep. They cuddled you in a blanket to keep you warm, safe, and comforted. Very soon, you will be launching a new life away from the safety and security of this home, family, church, and community. Graduates and parents, please turn and face the altar.
Graduates, remember that special words given to you at the time that you were confirmed, the day in which you affirmed the faith into which you were baptized, in which you, now and every day of your life, will protect and reach out to others. with the special words inspired by the Holy Spirit in God's precious words. Please note that. August Samuel Kuehlberg. This is your confirmation verse. Colossians 3, verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Parents, please place your graduates' blanket over their shoulders. Lane Elizabeth Prather. Forsberg. My apologies, my sheet is incorrect. This is your confirmation verse, Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Parents, please place your graduates' blanket over their shoulders. Solomon Isaiah Thomas Larimore. This is your confirmation verse. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Parents, please place your graduates' blanket over their shoulders. Let us pray. O Lord God, merciful and gracious Father, we give thanks for all the blessings you have bestowed on each of these people and families. We praise you for having called them to faith that we may serve you in your kingdom, however you have need, and with the special gifts you have blessed them with. Grant these graduates open minds and hearts that they may always be willing to continue to hear and grow in your holy word. Support, strengthen, and protect them all the days of their lives. Through your word and promises, may they continue steadfast in the faith from one generation to the next, that your church may be built and increased always through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Graduates, may God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, give you his grace, guide you by his word, uplift you by the power of the Holy Spirit, and strengthen you in your baptismal covenant all the days of your life.
Parents, please lay your hands on your graduates and repeat these words of blessing. We bless you in the name of Jesus our Lord.
We bless you in the name of Jesus our Lord.
May this blanket remind you of our love. The warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Graduates, please stand and turn around and place your hand on your parents and say these words of promise. I thank God this day,
for the power and selflessness of your love.
Wherever I go, your love and example will continue to bless me whatever I do.
I will always be your child.
And I thank God for blessing my life with you.
I bless you in the name of Jesus.
Graduates and parents, now please face the congregation. I now ask the members of our congregation that even as you have reached out to these young people, taught them, supported them, and shared lives and a faith with them, now please share with them the blessing found on the worship screen. We bless you. We bless you in... We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. May this blanket remind you of your parents' love, the warmth of this faith community, and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Graduates, now go in peace and joy. God bless and strengthen you for a faithful service in his name. Amen. We now continue our service with our gifts and our offerings. If you could find that book of friendship found on the side by the aisles and sign that and get to know the people around you, that would be great. Thank you.
Father, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, we take comfort in knowing that Jesus, our Good Shepherd, laid down his life so that his sheep, which includes each one of us, hears his voice and become one flock under him. On this special day we have set aside for honoring our mothers, we thank you, Heavenly Father, especially for Christian mothers and the love they share. Comfort those who want to be mothers but cannot. Strengthen the bonds of adoptive and foster mothers with those in their care. Grant Christian mothers everywhere the wisdom to teach their children to fear and love you. Loving Father, bless visitors worshiping with us on this special day. Touch their hearts with your love and our friendliness. Shepherd of the sheep, we pray for all graduates. This morning we remember the 8 high school graduates from our congregation who are being recognized in a special milestone ministry service, stepping forward in life. Emmy Eisfelder, Lane Forsberg, Augie Filberth, Sully Larimore, Trinity Lutz, Haley Noel, Kim Roskamp, and Jacob Urish. Please continue to teach these young people your ways and give them a deeper understanding of your good and gracious will as they take the next step in life. On this day that Ryan Roskamp is being confirmed at St. Paul's Manitou, may his faith in you be built up by the power of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, we pray that you would protect and bless those who are serving in the armed forces, many who were unable to be with their families this special Mother's Day. Creator God, we pray that you would give the farmers weather suitable for planting as you test their patience and faith. Please protect them from all harm and danger. Merciful God, we pray for those who are suffering from the effects of the severe flooding. In your mercy, continue to provide for the needs of those who are being affected by their loss. Great physician, into your loving hands, we commend all who are in need, the sick, the suffering, the dying, and the lonely. We pray for Mardale Urish, who is on hospice care, and others whom we now name in our hearts in a time of silence. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Thank you, Lord of life, for the gift of a baby girl, Adeline Kimberly Jean, the adopted daughter of Dan and Stephanie Smith. Please keep Adeline, Stephanie, and Dan in your care as they prepare for her baptism next Sunday. Gracious God, we rejoice with Sue Malaccio, who is celebrating her birthday on Tuesday. Continue to bless Sue and all who are gifted with another year of life. Lord of marriage, praise and thanksgiving to you for the wedding anniversaries this week of Ellen and Norma White, Dude and Peg Meisinger, and George and Sue Malaccio. Enfold them with your everlasting love. As we pray daily for families of our congregation, we offer special petitions this morning for the Lonas, the Litke, and the Lutz families, that you would keep them in your loving care. God of mysteries, bless all those who partake of the Lord's Supper this day, especially our confirmands, Jake Holloway, Avery Lay, Cale Lutz, and Keegan Thomas. Help all of us to sincerely believe that our sins have been washed away through the death of your Son on the cross. Into your hands, Heavenly Father, we commit all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy for the sake of our Lord Jesus, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament of my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." You may now be seated as we continue our service with Holy Communion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
please stand for the benediction. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Jesus, Lord of my salvation, Savior of my soul.